I am divine order. I am divine order. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am divine order. Divine order is everything in perfect order. Divine order is a body that operates harmoniously, a mind that operates harmoniously, a world that operates harmoniously, a life that operates harmoniously, relationships that operate harmoniously, businesses that operate harmoniously. Everything operates harmoniously because I am divine order. Now, can you be divine order? Can I be divine order? Are we really divine order? What makes divine order? Well, if you have a pond of water, and it is just sitting there, being nothing but a pond of water, and you look upon that pond of water and you say, how tranquil and how beautiful. And then somebody comes along and takes a big stone and goes kerplotch, right in the middle of that pond of water. And their kaplach makes the pond of water ripple and shake and wave and splash and, oh, do all sorts of stuff. Maybe even the shallow pond, and it brings up mud from the bottom and everything looks all messed up, just terrible. And you're sitting there as an objective observer, and you didn't throw the stone. You didn't create the pond, but you're observing it. And as you observe the pond, you think to yourself, oh, what a shame. It was so tranquil. It was so beautiful. It was so lovely. It was so so wonderful. I was enjoying that beautiful, quiet pond. And something came along and smashed it up. Let's say a meteorite fell out of the heavens. Not too big, but a meteorite fell and went kaplach. Right in the middle of our beautiful pond, even splashed over us. But as we sat there, the water slowly subsided. The meteor just settled in the bottom of the pond and became part of the pond. And the water stopped rippling. So it took quite a while because it was to the far ends of the pond, rippling away, splashing over the shores, splashing over the reeds. Maybe some fish were thrown out up into the air and down into the pond again and thought to themselves, my goodness, that was a terrible experience. And then the moments went by and you sit there in perfect tranquility and look at the pond and you think to yourself, oh, it's interesting how the waves are sort of going back and forth over each other, and how the circles go round and round, and how little by little the tremendous wave that the asteroid dropped on the pond, that big stone, and how now it's all settling down. And within a short time, really relatively short time, the pond is back to normal. And you would never know that that happened. Now, inside the pond, it's still a mess. Inside the pond, the dirt has been stirred up. And the fish are a little bit unhappy. But, given a little bit of time, the dirt once again settles to the bottom of the pond. And the fish go about their activities, thinking to themselves, my goodness, I wonder what caused that experience. And after a while, it just goes away and perhaps might be there as a memory. Oh yeah, we had a big splotch at one time, but that's an unusual thing and it's not here anymore. Oh yeah, we had this, we had that, and then it's forgotten. And only in the history books, and only the old people who want to remember those things and tell those stories to their younger family, tell them about the time that the pond flew up into the sky and came back down again. And they don't know why. They didn't know that this asteroid had dropped down and made the pond like that. They thought it was perhaps some great cataclysmic experience, and it's over. Now, how often does that happen to the pond? Not very often. But they make a memory out of it. They make a memory out of it by talking about it. They make a memory out of it by reliving it. And the younger generation in delight in the older generation telling about how terrible it was, telling about how catastrophic it was, how it just almost destroyed the whole pond. It didn't. It only fell in the middle of the pond virtually and messed up the middle. The sides, oh, were shook up by the waves a little bit, but it wasn't that much. But they make a big story out of it. And as years go by, the story becomes less and less important, and then they make up stories. And as they do this, they put a certain order in about things. And the divine order always returns, because it never really left. It is always there, and it's the original purity and integrity of the pond. It's there. And as the water settles, and as the waves return, the pond returns to its normalcy. And perhaps, freshened up by some new nutrients that the satellite brought in, or that were woke up from the bottom of the pond, but the pond returns to its quiescence, you know. It returns to peace. It returns to divine order. It was always in divine order. Even while it was flying up in the air, it was in divine order. But we didn't look at it that way. We looked, oh dear, what a tremendous cataclysmic experience. How terrible. And if we could, instead of saying how terrible, say, what an interesting experience. All is in divine order. And know in our heart, in our soul, in our being, that all is in divine order. If we would just know in our awareness that divine order always prevails. It's always there. It's always shining forth in purity and goodness and oneness, and it's always there. We have this privilege. We have the privilege of saying, I am divine order. We have the privilege of saying, I am divine order. Even as the rock falls in the pond and upsets the equilibrium of the pond, as the rock falls in the pond and causes it to give waves far and wide throughout the entire world of the pond, and yet all around, all is tranquil, all is peace, all is divine order. And the pond was out of order for a little while, but naturally settled back to its original purity and integrity, divine order. Our lives, our affairs, our bodies, our experiences are like that pond. And we have certain things that make a cataclysmic experience in our life, and we get all shook up, and we say, oh gosh, it's the end of the world. Everything is going to pot. But as we go within and peacefully say, all is in divine order, as we peacefully go within and say, I am divine order, as we peacefully go within and say, I am divine order, and all is divine order now, as we say that, then that is our gift. As we say that, that is our gift, and that is who we are, and that is all that we are, and that's all that matters. Now, are you ready, willing, and able to say, I am divine order? Are you ready, willing, and able to say, under all circumstance, peace? There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Are you ready to say, I am divine order, and know that every activity of your body, every activity of your world, every activity of your life, every activity of your universe that you created, yeah, we created this universe, all of it, and every bit of it is in divine order. There are many people in this world who live tranquil lives, who live lives of peacefulness, who live lives of peace. And these people who live these lives of wonderful peace, wonderful at-one-ment, these people are very special. These people are the people who have determined that I am divine order for themselves. And no matter what comes along, no matter what happens to them, it doesn't matter. They are peace. And we look at them and we think to ourselves, my goodness, don't they know the problem? And yet we admire them. We admire them because they live in this tranquility. They live in this I am divine order aspect. And even though things might be in the midst of great turmoil, they say, I am divine order, and they are untouched by anything in the outer or the inner. They are only touched by the divine order which they call into activity for themselves. You and I have this great potential within us. We have the great potential of saying, all is in divine order, of I am in divine order. And if we will take that potential and put that cause in motion, what magic will take place in our life? We cannot even imagine it. We cannot even imagine. We don't dream of wonderful things. We just dream of peace. We dream of divine order. We dream of love. We give unconditional love under all circumstances. And then living in this realm, living in this kingdom, living in this attitude, all that takes place in our life is peace, harmony, right order. I live in divine order now. I am divine order now. All is divine order now. Divine order is the only reality in my life. I give divine order my full attention, and divine order is my full result. So, my beloveds, have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.